Mobile networks were suspended in Islamabad and Rawalpindi on Friday while the police blocked all entry and points to the cities, ahead of a planned PTI rally at the capital's Deep Chowk. Meanwhile, incarcerated PTI founder Imran Khan again called on his supporters to gather for a peaceful protest as his party amped up preparations for the rally despite a ban on gatherings. The PTI has carried out multiple rallies across the country in recent weeks, protesting against the illegal imprisonment of its founder and the Election Commission of Pakistan's delay in implementing the reserved seats verdict, as well as to save the constitution. Ahead of its rallies in Islamabad and Lahore earlier this month, the government had issued a set of strict guidelines, which the PTI failed to follow fully, sparking clashes between its workers and the authorities. The PTI today shared updates of its caravans departing various cities, despite being warned by Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi a day ago not to hold any rally in Islamabad due to several high-profile visits by foreign dignitaries. Veteran politician Maulana Fazlur Rahman, with whom the PTI has been in frequent amicable contact recently, has also urged the party to postpone its planned gatherings till the foreigners have left. According to a Dawn.com correspondent present at the scene, mobile network services had been suspended across both cities since the morning, causing problems for the public, especially those relying on it for their work. As of 12:30 p.m, outage tracking website Downdetector showed a spike in reported outages of Zong and PTCL services since around 5 a.m, with most of the complaints located near Rawalpindi. This screen grab shows a spike in reported outages in Zong and PTCL services on October 4, 2024, Downdetector. The Dawn.com correspondent reported that roads leading to the Red Zone and Deep Chowk were sealed from all sides, including at Serena, Jinnah Avenue, Nadara Square, Marriott Hotel, and Zero Point. Entry points of the Twin Cities, Srinagar Highway at Bus Stop 26, Faizabad Chowk, Sanjgani Toll Plaza, Mughla Road, and 9th Avenue were also closed. Rawalpindi City Police Officer, CPO, Khalid Hamdani said in a statement that security was on high alert and pillion riding was banned, adding that mobile network and metro bus services were suspended indefinitely. The officials also said that other routes within Islamabad were likely to be blocked after 2 p.m. to prevent the entry of PTI workers. Islamabad police also posted a reminder on its X account of Section 144 being in force in the federal capital. Citizens are requested not to be part of any illegal activity. The law will act against those who disturb peace and order, the police said, adding that people should observe traffic advisories for road closures while traveling. On Wednesday, Islamabad Capital Territory, ICT, authorities had enforced Section 144 and the Peaceful Assembly Act across the federal capital, prohibiting gatherings and processions in restricted areas as part of tightened security measures. According to the ICT police, the high security zone, red zone and surrounding areas have been designated as restricted. Caravans depart as Imran renews protest call. According to a post on Imran's X account conveying his message to the public, the ex-premier called everyone to reach Deep Chowk for a peaceful protest. He also urged those residing in Lahore to get ready for tomorrow's planned gathering at Minari, Pakistan. This war is in its decisive phase, by the grace of Allah we are winning the battle for our true freedom, the post said. PTI leader Kasim Khan Zuri reposted a video of containers purportedly blocking Islamabad's streets, saying that the government should wear bangles and accept its defeat if it was depriving its citizens of their basic right to protest. The party's Lahore chapter shared purported visuals of its leaders departing from various cities across KP, including Swabi, Batagram, and Bijawa. PTI MPA Abdul Manim told Dawn.com that a large number of participants coming from different areas of KP were joining a rally in Swabi, which would then proceed to Islamabad. KPCM Ali Amin Gendapur and other PTI lawmakers have vowed to attend the Deep Chowk rally, warning authorities of retaliating if they were stopped from entering the capital. The Punjab government had also imposed Section 144 in various cities, prompting allegations from the PTI of creating a curfew-like situation to restrict its protests. In Mianwali, the ban was placed on Tuesday for 7 days. More to follow.